Dan Segak, yo, Katom Scott now, wow, Relic Netsiga, Sun Tatawa. Welcome back to another episode of Bigatewa Poye Guadna Hewe Win Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Every Sunday, I bring you special guests to teach us some Cree in a really fun and interesting way. Today's special guests need no introduction. If you guys have been listening to language broadcasts over here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, you are no stranger to Fawn and Dallas. Danse kista.
Danse kita tamskat nawa gakio. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, nista na naskamun momu utawi man naskamun kiti mani tu.
You know, it feels like a real full circle moment because you know our show started with help of Relic and you know this space that was created, and it's really cool to be a guest at somebody's show.
You know what? It really has come full circle, but it's full circle both ways because you guys really inspired the beginning of my language journey, and huge hi to that for that. I was like anybody growing up. I knew swear words, animals, and numbers, you know, until you guys, and you guys really helped ignite that language spirit. And you guys talked about that in some of the early episodes about the language spirit and how once it becomes alive in you, it is absolutely alive in you. So I'm glad to have you guys on the show today. I thought we'd talk today a little bit about your language journey and how, you know, you guys are both singers, you know, how that brought you into the language.
You know, I love talking about that because when we talk about our journey with Nehewewin and, you know, our roles as Onagamuak, as singers, they coincide with each other. My very first exposure to the language was through music. I grew up around Asota, Dallas, and I was very fortunate to come from a family of singers. So I was exposed to a lot of our music with the language from a very young age. And for the longest time, you know, for me personally, I used to have to go to my relatives that were fluent in the language. Oh, what am I saying? How do I say this? And I had, you know, my dad was always correcting the way I pronounced things growing up, and that really helped. And it wasn't until I got a little older, you know, me and Dallas, we share children together, that I realized the importance of learning our language and passing that on.
No, absolutely. No, we megan. Even say that, right? Absolutely. Na biga biga bagaban. No, we megan. You know, it's funny, you know, and she talks about, you know, like ceremonies and, you know, learning words from her relatives. And for me, it was kind of a different kind of journey for me. It was just kind of learning from what I heard from people. And I wasn't even too sure if I was saying them right, but I would just kind of hear from what people and I would say it. And then it would just continue on from there. And absolutely, I'd get corrected. And sometimes I'd kind of make words up, too. It's funny. It's funny how you know, how different, you know, our journeys are until I met my.
But we both had that exposure through music as singers, right? Because we knew protocol songs. We knew songs that you hear every weekend at the Boatzimuin or Bitsitsiwin.
Or even Matotsin.
Yeah, and Matotsin. Right? And that was our exposure to it. And, you know, when we talk about that spirit of Nehewewin, it lives inside each every one of us. And some of us come into contact with it in different ways. And just for us, it happened to be song.
Well,
you and know, Dallas, a lot of humor.
Well, it has to, like, you know, like, honestly, like, you know, speaking the language and even when, of course, with Boatzimuin, you know, people are asking you because you're telling a story, right? Mm. You're telling a story in the language and you can't tell a story if you don't even understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that really, I mean, to the best of my knowledge to really want to, you know, like really speak properly and really tell the story properly. Because, I mean, you can. I was such a winger, man. I used to wing it with words. It's nuts.
Yeah, we
fake
know.
It till you make it.
Yeah,
right?
We know. Jeez, exactly.
It was horrible because,
like, you know what? And you could make a song. That's the cool thing about our language is you can make a song with just a couple of words or phrases like that. You know that me and Dallas made a men's traditional song before, and that's that. Beatik na beka sa we nawak na beka sa we nawak. And all you're saying is, watch out, you warriors. Wasigasimo, as you know, and you're watching them dance in a circle. That's what you're saying. Yeah. That's their story.
Well, I mean, our songs evolved today, but when they first started, my songs didn't even make sense.
I could tell when she was singing it. You're kind of a little shy, right?
Yeah. It's funny because, like, my words, I would just, again, just from what I heard, I would sing or just make up words. But then as our language journey grew with Apsimusus is here,
you hear it evolve.
Yeah, we're
you
like,
hear
the what are you saying? I'm like, I don't know. Then I look back at the songs I made. They didn't even make sense, man. It'd be like, Mia sin wapake uta.
But that's
just throwing random words
on.
But you know, that's exactly why the role of a singer, I think that's a big part of being a singer and a song composer traditionally nowadays, is to have that knowledge of the language of Nehiwewin or whatever tribal language you come from, because you need to know what you're singing about, what you're telling about. And you know, there are oftentimes when you're a singer, people even come to you and ask, oh, well, what does that song mean? And you have to know, and you're, I don't know, I just sing it, you know?
All right, I would just make up, what did that song mean? Oh, it meant the great spirit came down and gave me like a rock of stone and called me my name as eagle warrior, sun dog.
I'll tell you one thing though.
Walking into the fight battle.
One thing about utilizing music through learning language is it really helped us pronounce things right. Like when you hear, like us, for me, my pop stars were like certain powwow groups growing up. So when I would hear them and I'd want to sing just like them. And I noticed that having that exposure to their music young helped me compose my own songs when I was older, because I was able to pronounce words right. And a pronunciation is such a huge thing in language learning. Music really helps with that.
Absolutely. Like with, you know, we talk about it on the show of you know, the difference. I'm just thinking of nippy and neepy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How one small little sound can change a word in the Nehiwewin, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that you guys, you know, with your musical Nawagamaganak, like your relatives even, you know, Uncle Randy and then the Pascamans on your side, you know, you guys have some legendary, absolutely legendary singers in your family, right? So that must have been, you know, when you were young, you probably didn't even realize you were amongst such, you know, amazing Indian talent.
Kaituan,
yeah,
kaituan.
I think definitely.
I was kind of thinking, sorry, Nawigmagan, you know how we say, I know we say, I say absolutely quite a bit too, Nisjas, but I think a word that we could replace that is kaituan.
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 You hear a lot of Kateyak say that. Kaituan.
Yeah. So, when, you know, it's
almost
kind of
like a green.
To like absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, we could say kaituan. But to
going back to about talking about our relatives and even like Dallas,
my relatives.
One thing we both had a lot in common with was having families that played stick games. Stick game music was a big thing, like the Waska hats, and you know my late Namusumpan Alex Wood, who is, you know, the father to my dad and his brothers, and I feel really fortunate. And you're right, like it was I didn't realize how lucky I was to grow up around talented Cree speakers and song makers until I got older and realized how important it is to do our part in keeping that language alive.
How old are you?
I'm ni stumpteno.
Tantato.
I na neusap.
Oh yeah. Tanta itatapunan, yeah.
Ni tato pipunan.
Tato pipunan.
Awesome. Chatting with Dallas Waskad Fawnwood, also from the Cree Chatter Hour, joining me today on Coffee and Cree. We'll be right back with more Coffee and Cree right here after the break.